From inside the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The 2021 Carlsbad Mayor's Energy Summit, a salute to the workforce, brought out over 400 energy-related enthusiasts to the Walter Jarrow's Performance and Arts Center in Carlsbad on Thursday. Guest speakers talked about how essential energy is to move New Mexico away from a poverty state into self-sufficiency. Carlsbad Mayor Dale Janaway.
Each one of the speakers talked about where we are and where we're headed, and it just turned out great.
Does the forecast look good for Southeast New Mexico?
I think the forecast looks great for Southeast New Mexico. You know, we're second in the nation right now. And we contributed last year $2.8 billion to the economy of New Mexico.
Republican Rebecca Dow, who is running for governor, was at the Energy Summit and was glad that she attended.
And so it was great to be here and celebrate with people who realize the value of, and the impact that oil and gas has in our world.
Former New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez also attended the event and stated that the petroleum industry will always be a part of everyday life.
And people forget that petroleum products exist everywhere. And so I don't ever see us getting rid of the oil and gas industry in New Mexico or anywhere in the world.
A phone scammer in Lee County has been calling citizens asking for monetary donations in the name of a Lee County Sheriff's officer. Deputy Vivian Martinez of the Sheriff's Office debunks the scam.
Scammer is identifying himself as Major Dan Walker from the Sheriff's Office. We just want the folks out there to know that we are not calling anybody for money. Whenever we're asking for donations, we do that via our social media and app. When they receive this call, just simply hang up.
Is there a Major Dan Walker on the force?
No.
Okay, so he doesn't exist.
No, he doesn't exist.
A major rehabilitation of a half-mile section of North Atkinson Avenue in Roswell will begin on Monday and continue for the next 6 months as the street pavement is replaced and repairs and improvements are made to the sidewalks, curbs, and gutters. The overall project area is from East 2nd Street to Cherry Street, but work will be carried out in four phases. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.